BBC News, I'm John Shea. The BBC has learned that Britain is working on a plan to bring Myanmar's military leaders to justice. The UK's Foreign Secretary, Jeremy Hunt, wants to set up an international tribunal, and he's expected to seek backing for the idea at the UN General Assembly next week. Here's our diplomatic correspondent, James Landale.
A UN report last month listed gang rape, assaults on children, mass deportation and murder, and the destruction of entire villages. The Foreign Secretary wants the UN to refer the allegations to the International Criminal Court, but he knows this could be vetoed by China in the Security Council, so he's looking at alternatives. I understand one option being considered is a separate international tribunal, like those set up by the UN to prosecute war crimes in the former Yugoslavia and Rwanda.
Rescue teams in northern Tanzania have resumed their efforts to find survivors of a ferry that capsized on Lake Victoria after halting their operations overnight. At least 80 people have died, according to local media, and many are still missing. Officials in Tanzania say 37 of those on board were rescued before nightfall, some in a very bad condition, but more than 200 people are feared drowned. Our correspondent in Tanzania, Abubakar Famau, says distraught relatives are trying to catch ferries to get to the scene of the disaster so they can get news of their missing loved ones.
Some of them, they were even urging the government, if possible, to make sure that it brings a new ferry. They are saying that the ferry that sank yesterday in Vinyerere was in ill condition. It was very old, and also most of the time it was overcrowded because it was small and the population is big at around that area.
The White House has said the United States will undertake offensive operations to stop cyber attacks. The American National Security Advisor, John Bolton, told reporters that the measures were part of a new cyber strategy that was now in effect. No details of the measures were given, but Mr. Bolton said anyone trying to target the US government, businesses and individuals online would pay a price. Vietnam's President Tran Dai Quang has died at the age of 61. Brought up in a farming family, Mr. Quang had spent most of his early career in the police and later rose through Communist Party ranks to become a member of Vietnam's powerful Politburo.